Tomorrow's World Commentary. As Cities Burn by J. Davy Crockett III, July 29th, 2020. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Outraged protesters carrying BLM signs have filled the streets of many large cities in the United States following the death, at the hands of a policeman, of a man who resisted arrest for an alleged nonviolent crime. Tragically, what should have been a routine apprehension of a suspect got out of hand, and the man died a violent death, which a bystander captured in a stunning video. The incident quickly became the top story on the 24 hours news cycle, which is always hungry for breaking news, quote-unquote. As this shocking case unfolded, anarchists and agitators, ever alert for an exploitable incident, seized upon this horrendous event, and soon America was burning. What ostensibly began as peaceful demonstrations quickly morphed into uncontrolled civil unrest with rioting, vandalism, and looting. Now, weeks later, several cities are still in the throes of crisis, with ongoing destruction and defacing of public and private property. As the melee continues, some people have been murdered and many have been injured. The demonstrations attract many people of different races, all asserting grievances, real or imagined. Police departments in many cities stay on the sidelines as destructive behavior plays out right in front of them. The scope of the unrest includes a broad list of demands alleging racial prejudice and civil wrongs going back for generations. Politicians, large corporations, sports franchises, colleges, and universities have acquiesced to the demands for name changes, curriculum changes, and an endless array of demands fomenting the cancel culture, quote-unquote. Municipal, state, and federal authorities bicker, point fingers, and make accusations without taking decisive action. Meanwhile, the carnage continues. Attempts to mollify the mob by promoting slogans that state Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter are loudly rejected, triggering more violent protests. As cities convulse with these radical demands and violent activities, what really matters? Obviously, in the eyes of the anarchists, lives don't really matter because the killing continues. While some vestige of racism remains in society, it is a two-way street with prejudice and hatred on all sides. The great strides made to improve racial harmony in the last 50 years are ignored by radical activists seeking to overthrow the political system that affords them basic liberties. We are not without moral guidelines and standards of conduct, if one knows where to look. The Apostle Paul addressed these issues in his day. In the city of Athens, speaking of the Creator God, he said, "He gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth." Acts chapter 17, verses 25 and 26. In explaining to the church in Galatia that spiritually we are all equal, Paul wrote, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." What was his instruction to those who lived in the diverse Roman society in his day? If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." Romans chapter 12, verses 18 and 19. Peter, who was known to have a temper, gave this instruction, "Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Proverbs, known as the Book of Wisdom, gives good advice on avoiding disastrous conduct. "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." Proverbs 20, verse 3. It also records this sage advice, "My son, fear the Lord and the king. Do not associate with those given to change, for their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those two can bring." Proverbs 24, verse 21. So, as controversy rages and cities burn, the question remains, what really matters? Paul gave the young evangelist Timothy this instruction, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The answer is clearly that all people matter and have a part in God's plan for mankind. While we try to do our part to establish racial harmony in this age, we are certain to have peace and harmony in the glorious kingdom of God that will be established at the return of Jesus Christ. Article ends. The good news about Jesus Christ's second coming and the kingdom of God is the message proclaimed around the world by the Living Church of God, the sponsor of the Tomorrow's World television program and magazine. Learn more by visiting either of the sites linked in this description.